It's one of the great cult classic horror franchises. The Evil Dead first hit the big screen in 1981. Since then, there have been sequels, a TV show, a musical, and now a video game. NPR's Vincent Accovino spoke with the team behind Evil Dead the Game about how to adapt a classic movie world to an interactive one while preserving what fans love about it.
Like so many horror movies you've seen before, it all starts in a haunted cabin in the woods.
Hey, Scotty, what's this place like anyway?
Well, the guy that's renting it says it's an old place. A little run down.
But this wasn't any old horror franchise. Each movie got weirder and more over the top. In Evil Dead 2, the main character Ash sits down in a chair. It breaks. The deer head mounted on the wall turns toward Ash and starts laughing. Along with everything else in the room, the lamp, the clocks, eventually even Ash himself joins in. It's a series known for its scares and laughs, and composer Joseph LaDuca says that mix is unmistakably Evil Dead.
The Three Stooges influence is very apparent, but the music plays it straight, and I think that that's what helps the absurdity of what gets introduced.
He's been composing for the series since the very first movie.
I was still in school at the time. What I had at my disposal for the budget that we had was to record in a little attic studio. I had four string players and anything else that I could grab and bang on. It was spit and glue.
LaDuca is back, writing the main theme for Evil Dead the Game. And maintaining that balance between spooky and comic is one way this game feels like what's come before it. Also important is maintaining the actual voice of the series itself. A slew of cast members are back to reclaim their roles, including Bruce Campbell, who played the protagonist Ash in the original trilogy.
I've been called a lot of things. El Jefe, the savior of humanity, the boomstick butcher with the chainsaw hand. The truth is, I'm just your everyday, charming, ruggedly handsome dude from Michigan.
Working with Bruce was, I feel like, a huge step forward for me, at least.
Craig Sherman is the game's head writer.
When his voice got into the game, it really started to feel like an Evil Dead game. He did change some of the dialogue because, you know, he knows the character, and he would say, you know, I feel like Ash would say it this way. And of course, we're never going to tell Bruce Campbell what Ash should say because he's Ash.
Bad news, we lost a fighter. Good news, it wasn't me.
The iconic cabin in the woods setting is back in the game too, but designing for a 3D space is a little different than a movie on a screen. Steve Molitz worked with the sound design team when he scored the music for the game.
It's a lot of fun to sit with individual files for wind, the creaking of iconic cabin in the woods, a swamp. Once you start to put them together and play with panning so that it's surrounding the player, that's when the magic happens.
These sounds and the game's brand new music tracks shift and change based on whatever the player is experiencing.
If you're exploring, the music is going to be more of an ambient drone. As you start to encounter enemies, maybe some deadites spawn on a hillside as you're walking through the forest. Now, suddenly, the music swells and ramps up.
For Molitz and the team, the whole project, really, is an exercise in staying true to what came before it.
I think players will be able to hear all the time and passion that went into this. It really is a love letter to Evil Dead and to the fans.
And Joseph LaDuca says it's unbelievable to think the first thing he worked on is still alive to this day. Not just for longtime fans, but a whole generation of new ones.
You can't kill it.
Vincent Accovino, NPR News.